Program. And once again, I would like to invite all the listeners to the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coatesville Riverhead Highway, also known as Highway 28, where we hold very special public programs on Sundays for the general public, starting at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtans, RD at 12:30, followed by a discourse on the Krishna Consciousness Philosophy based on Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Then we have Guru Puja of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And we finish the day's program with the vegetarian feast at 2:30. Please come along, join us, and find out for yourself what is Krishna Consciousness all about. Today we'll look at how we can know Krishna. So how do we know Lord Krishna? We do not need any high qualification to offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us how to pray in His prayers. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadish kamaya mam janmani janmani ishvare bhautad bhakti rahituki tvaya. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor have I any desire to enjoy beautiful women. Nor do I want any number of followers. What I want only is that I may have your causeless devotional service in my life, birth after birth. In this prayer, the word Jagadish means Lord of the universe. Jagat means universe and Isha means Lord. Whether we are a Hindu, a Muslim, or Christian, or whatever, we must acknowledge that there is a supreme controller of this universe. This cannot be denied by anyone who has faith in God. Our conviction should be that our Supreme Father is Jagadish, or the Lord of the entire universe. Only Lord Jagadish is in control of everyone else. It is controlled. Everyone else or everything else is controlled. The Brahma Samhita also gives us information regarding Jagadish, the Supreme. In that work, Lord Brahma says that the Supreme Controller, Lord Krishna Himself, is Ishvara Parama Krishna. The word Ishvara means controller, and the word Parama means supreme. All of us are controllers to some limited extent. Unfortunately, we refuse to accept any controller of this universe, because if we accept a controller, we have to account for our sinful activities, such as when we accept the government, we have to account for our unlawful activities. Our position is that we want to continue to with our sinful activities, and therefore we deny the existence of the controller. This is the basic principle of godlessness. It is spread because people want to continue with our nonsense without restrictions. This is the basic principle underlying the denial of God's existence. But however much we deny his existence, he will not die. In this regard, there is a Bengali proverb that says, Sakuni sape gaur marana. The word Sakuni means vulture. Vultures enjoy animal carcasses, especially the carcass of cows. Sometimes a vulture may go for days without food. Therefore, this proverb says that the vultures curse the cow, whether wishing her to die. But this does not mean that the cow will die just to oblige the vulture. Similarly, these atheistic vultures want to see God dead, so they can take pleasure in thinking, now God is dead, I'm going to do anything I like. We must know then for certain that there is a controller. That is the beginning of knowledge. In every field of activity, we find some controller. How can we deny the existence of the supreme controller, the controller of this creation? It is not without reason, therefore, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu particularly uses this word Jagadish, Lord of the universe. He does not manufacture the term, for it is found in millions and many different Vedic mantras. For example, Tavakara Kamala Varena Kam Adhavuta Sringam Dalitahi Hiranyakashipu Tanubringam Keshavadit Drita Narehari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Oh my Lord, your hands are very beautiful, like the lotus flower, but with your long nails you have ripped apart the worst Hiranyakashipu. Unto you, Lord of the universe, do I offer my humble obeisances. Hiranyakashipu was an atheist who denied the existence of God. But God came in the form of Lord Narasimhadev, half man, half lion incarnation, and killed him. Therefore, praise is given to the Lord as the supreme controller of the universe and all living entities. Jai Jagadish Hare. There is also another prayer, Jagannath Swami Nayana Pachagami Bhavatume. O Lord of the universe, please be visible unto me. In all these prayers and in many others, the supreme control of the universe is acknowledged. Everyone is trying to become controllers, but it is not possible by individuals, communal or national effort. Everyone is trying to be supreme. There is great competition in the world. The world is created in such a way that no one can become supreme, regardless of what position we place ourselves in. We will find that someone is inferior to us and that someone is superior. No one individual can say, I am the supreme. No one can say, is above me. No can anyone say, I am the most inferior. No one is below me. Once we think that we are the most inferior, we'll immediately find that someone is inferior to us. And once we think that we are supreme, we'll immediately find that someone is superior to us. This is our position. God's position, however, is that like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, his superiority himself is this. Mata paratram na anyat kinshchid asti dhananjaya mai sarvam idam protram sutre maniganaya. O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 7. God is God is Asmrudhava, which means that no one is equal to or superior to him. If we find someone who has no superior, we can accept him as God. God can be defined as one who has no superior and one who has no equal. This is the Vedic version. In the Upanishads, it is said, Na tat samas cha bhaya adhikas cha drishyate. No one is found equal to or greater than him. Another characteristic of God is that he has nothing to do. In the material world, when a man is considered very important, he always has a great number of things to do. The President of the United States, for example, is considered to be the supreme man in the country. But as soon as there is some disturbance in some place in the country or some other place in the world, he immediately calls a meeting of his cabinet or his assistants to consider how to deal with the situation. He is required to do so many things. If he does not do anything, he is no longer the supreme man. In the Vedic literature, however, we find that God has nothing to do. Natasya karmane karma karanam na vidyate. Krishna says, Krishna may act in many ways in the world, but it is not because he is required to do. This is indicated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text 22. Name Pratasti Karmayam Trishu Lokesu Kinchana Nana Vapsam Avapatyavyam Varta Yevacha Karmani. O son of Pratha, there is no work prescribed for me within all the three planetary systems. Neither am I want of anything, nor have I need of to obtain anything, and yet I am engaged in work. In this respect, it is interesting to note that one European gentleman who went to Calcutta in India and visited several temples noted that these temples, temple of Goddess Kali, the deity heads were a very furious figure with a chopper in his hand and was cutting off the heads of demons and wearing them as a garland. In other temples, he saw the deity engaged in some activities or the other. But when he went to the Radha Krishna temple, he said, I find that in this temple there is God. When asked how he concluded this, he said, in every temple I saw the deity was doing something, but here I see that God is simply playing flute and enjoying himself. He obviously has nothing to do. This is a very intelligent conclusion. Indeed, it is a Vedic conclusion. Nowadays, it is becoming fashionable for people to claim that one can become God by meditation. This means that by meditation, it is possible to transform oneself into God. This is not all nonsense. God is God, and he was always God, and will always remain God. Even as an infant on the lap of his mother, Krishna is God. No meditation was required, no austerity of penance. When Putana, the demonic witch, came to poison baby Krishna, she came as a beautiful young girl and asked Mother Yashoda, Oh, Yashoda Maya, you have a very nice baby. Will you kindly give him to me so I can cuddle him? Yashoda was very simple village woman, and she said, Oh yes, you can take my child. Putana had smeared poison on her breast, and she intended to kill Krishna by letting him suck her breast. This is demonic spirit. Demons are always wanting to kill Krishna, so they say, God is dead. There is no God. Krishna was so kind to Putana that he allowed her to nurse him, but when he sucked her breast, he not only sucked out the poison, but her life as well. Putana fell to the ground dead and was immediately transferred into her original demonic form. So this is God in the lap of His mother, he is God. He does not have to become God by meditation, penance, austerity, or by following rules and regulations. He is substantially and eternally God, and he has nothing to do. If one claims that he can become God by worshipping such and such a deity or by meditating, we should immediately take it that he is not God, but a dog. In understanding God, we must be careful to accept the Vedic conclusion only. Natasya karmani karmanam na vidyate. So God has nothing to do. Why would God have to do something to become God? If we manufacture gold, that is artificial gold, not real gold. Gold is natural, and similarly, God is natural. In his childhood pastimes, in the lap of his mother, he is God. While he is playing with his boyfriends, he is God. While he is dancing, he is God. While he is laughing, he is God. While he is married to his queens, he is still God. And while he is speaking, he is God. There is no difficulty to understanding God. All that is required of us is that we listen to Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna tells Arjuna, Aham sarvasya prabhau mata sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. I am the source of everything. From me, the entire creation flows. Knowing this, the wise worship me with all their hearts. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text 8. This means that Sri Krishna is the fountainhead of Lord Shiva and origin of Vishnu and Brahma. Of course, of all other demigods and the other living creatures. He says further, Mamayuvansa jivloke jivbhuta sanatana manasashtani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. Which means, the living entities in this conditioned world are my fragmental parts, and they are eternal. But due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. In the Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma explains that we are looking for God. Here is God. Premanjanachurita bhakti vilochanena santa sadeva hiradesa vilokayanti yam sham sundaram achinta guna swarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primal Lord, who is Shyam Sundar, Krishna himself, with inconceivable, innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotional things, with the slave of love. There are similar descriptions everywhere in Vedic literature, but the rascals and demons are so obstinate that even though Krishna is confirmed to be the supreme God by the 12 standard acharyas, Brahma, Narad, Shiva, Bhishma, and Kumaras, Kapila, Manu, etc., and by Vyas, Devale, and many other devotees, they still refuse to accept him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also confirms that Krishna is the supreme Godhead. And the Srimad Bhagavatam says Krishna to Bhagwan Swayam. Srimad Bhagavatam gives a list of all incarnations of God, and at last concludes that the name Krishna, which appears on this list, indicates the supreme personality of Godhead. Whereas all other names represent manifestations of incarnations. Iti Chamsakala Pumam Sa. All other names of God are either parts of God or portions of God. Then the parts are called Amsa, and the portions of parts are called Kala. As living entities, we are Amsa, but we are very fragmental Amsa. All others are either Amsa or Kala. But Krishna, the Bhagwan, is Bhagwan Swayam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is the value of our form? This form will be changed after a few years, as soon as we give up this body. Our forms are changed, just as we change our suits and dresses. But God doesn't have a form like this. Lord Brahma describes him as follows: Venum kavanantam aravinda dalaya taksha brahavatam sam asitam buddha sundarangam kandarpa koti kamaniye visese sobham govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami Anganiya sasaklendriya vriti manti Pashyanti panti kalyanti chiram jaganti Ananda chinmaya sadhujwal vigrehasya Govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primal lord, who is adept in playing on his flute, with blooming eyes like lotus petals, with head bedecked with the peacock's feather, with the figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue cloud, that his unique loveliness charming millions of cupids. I worship Govinda, the primal lord, whose transcendental form is full of bliss, truth and substantiality, and is thus full of most dazzling splendor. Each of the limbs of the transcendental figure possesses in himself the full-fledged functions of all the organs, and eternally sees, maintains, and manifests the infinite universe, both universes spiritually and mundane. This form has nothing whatsoever to do with material forms. Krishna certainly has form, but his form is Sachidananda Vigraha, eternal, full of bliss and full of knowledge. The attributes of transcendental body are summarized by Lord Brahma in this form: Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakaran Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Godhead. He has an eternal, blissful spiritual body. He is original of all. He has no other origin, and he is the prime cause of all causes. The word Govinda means he who gives pleasure to the senses. We perceive pleasure through our senses, and therefore Krishna, who is the reservoir of pleasure, is called Govinda. If we save Krishna with purified senses, we'll begin to relish the pleasure of that supreme reservoir. How can we describe God or understand his glories? It is not possible. God is unlimited, regardless of our finite limitations. However, we can express our own feelings and say, "My God, my Lord." This will be accepted. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us to pray in this way: "Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam visame bhavam buddho kirpaya tva pad pankaj sthita dule sadrisham vichinte." O son of Maharaj Nanda, I am your eternal saviour, and although I am so, somehow or the other I have fallen in the ocean of birth and death. Please therefore pick me up from this ocean of death and fix me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. This should be the standard prayer. We should only want to be placed as one of the atoms at Krishna's lotus feet to render service unto him. Everyone is praying to God with some interest. But even if we pray to God, "Give me some money, give me some relief, a nice house, a nice wife, or a nice food," that is also good. Yet this is not the standard of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prayer. Our only prayer should be that the Lord enable us to save him with birth after birth. Our prayer should be, "Dear Lord, you are the great. You are so great that I want to engage in your service. I have been saving all these rascals. I have not satisfied. Now I have come to you. Please engage me in your service." This is the last word in the prayer. Some people complain that when they pray to God, they do not feel his presence. We should know that this is due to our incapacities, not God's. There are two concepts of presence, the physical conception and the vibration conception. The physical conception is temporary, whereas the vibrational conception is eternal. When we enjoy or relish the vibration of Krishna's teachings in Bhagavad Gita, or when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We should know that by those vibrations he is immediately present, he is absolute, and because of this his vibration is just as important as his physical presence. When we feel separation from Krishna or this spiritual master, we should just try to remember their words and instructions, and we will no longer feel their separation. Such association with Krishna and the spiritual master should be association by vibration, not physical presence. That is real association. We put so much stress on seeing, but when Krishna was present on this earth, so many people saw him and did not realize that he is God. So what is the advantage of seeing? By seeing Krishna, we will not understand him. But by listening carefully to his teachings, we can come to the platform of understanding. We can touch Krishna immediately by sound vibration. Therefore, we should give more stress to the sound vibration of Krishna and of the spiritual master. Then we'll feel happy and won't feel separation.
Govinda jaya jaya Gopala jaya jaya Govinda
jaya Gopala jaya
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda jaya jaya
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda jaya jaya
Govinda jaya jaya Gopala jaya jaya
Govinda jaya jaya Gopala jaya
Everybody
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda jaya jaya
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda jaya jaya
Govinda jaya jaya Gopala jaya jaya
Govinda jaya jaya Gopala jaya
Govinda jaya jaya Gopala jaya jaya
Govinda jaya jaya Gopala jaya jaya
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda jaya jaya
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda jaya jaya
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda jaya 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 Gopala Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Radha Ramana Hari
Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya 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 J
your language.